Come on, all together, come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You've been beautiful. We'll come back again and we'll see you again. Thank you. We're very, very glad we came.
To 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Doctors say they could be getting it wrong about patients who never wake up. What does the future hold for Princess Diana? And dirt flies at the home of Israel's new PM, Netanyahu, rocked by Nannygate. Newsbeat. Well, first today, new research casting doubt on the treatment of patients trapped in lifeless bodies. According to a new report, many diagnoses being in a persistent vegetative state aren't. Researchers found more than 40% at one hospital learned to communicate.
They said the prognosis was so bad that, you know, the best thing is just to let him slip away.
Sheila Chateau sits with her son, France, wheelchair-bound since a car accident last year. Diagnosed as PVS, she was told he would never be able to communicate.
He can push a little electronic buzzer when you communicate with him, one for yes and two for no. He's aware of who's visiting him. He knows when we're there. He's very alert. You know, he's knows what he wants, and if he doesn't want to do anything, he won't do it.
Where is it? It stands there.
40% of all those patients, 4 in 10, who have been admitted with a diagnosis of vegetative state have in fact been misdiagnosed.
Dr. Leslie Murphy, who helped write the report, works at the Putney, the Royal Hospital for Neurodisability in South London. Her research found 17 such patients from across the country, 3 of them thought to have been vegetative for more than 4 years.
They could move a very small movement, they could use that movement to indicate yes and no, and then they could use the yes and the no to tell us a bit about themselves, to tell us what they wanted, to make choices about their daily life.
Tonight, 4 years after the Hillsborough disaster, Tony Bland is to be allowed to die.
The poor boy has absolutely no chance of making a recovery of any kind.
The findings could have enormous significance for cases like Tony Bland's. 3 years ago, doctors were given the right to withdraw treatment. His consultant, Jim Howe, had no doubt at the time the right decision had been taken.
Well, I think it's barbaric to keep somebody alive like that. He's unable to value his existence. He's unable to experience anything. It's not life as we know it.
Although there's no suggestion Tony Bland was misdiagnosed, the findings raise serious questions about similar legal actions in the future and gives medics another problem. Many people now write so-called living wills, stating they want to be allowed to die if severely brain damaged. Dr. Howe believes if that happens, doctors face a dilemma.
Then later on, we're able to communicate with them and we think they've changed their mind, or maybe they haven't changed their mind, but we're not sure how competent they are to make those decisions.
At the Putney, doctors are already drawing up new guidelines on PVS. Dr. Keith Andrews, who's head of the unit, says medical teams face some very uncomfortable decisions.
I think we always must have concerns about the future. I think we must make sure that we're always looking ahead and making sure that we're identifying anything which will help us to improve the quality of life of patients, and in this case, the diagnosis of the vegetative state.
Sometimes the occupational therapists would ask him things and he'd say, get lost or go away.